Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. It's always strange for me to hear people saying what they remember about their childhood years. My friends describe their first birthday cakes or summer walks with their parents or a toy they liked. I don't remember anything. My first memories of myself date back to the time when I was about 7, which is not the same. I'd feel okay about it, but my friends start telling me their stories, I sometimes think I lack something very important. Speaker B.
I know my parents don't believe me, but I can remember something about myself even when I was a toddler. There are very few photos left, and my parents were away most of my early years because of their job. I was mostly brought up by my granny. She passed away, and then my parents had to settle down. I mean, there are lots of things I can describe, like clothes and toys, and I couldn't possibly hear about them from anyone. Still, I remember it.
Speaker C.
My childhood memories don't have any chronological sequencing, just like a flash, a picture of one event or another. Like maybe my first fight over a toy with my cousin, or beautiful balloons for my birthday, or my mom singing a lullaby to me sitting beside my bed. If you ask me to tell you a story of my childhood, well, I can't do it, but I can speak about my sensations at a certain moment of my childhood for hours and hours on end, really.
Speaker D. I don't understand why people are making so much fuss about having some childhood memories. I really don't care that I can't remember anything. The point is, I'm not interested. When Mom and Dad start telling me about my first steps, or my first words, or nappies, it makes me feel uncomfortable. I would rather they didn't tell me all those things. After all, I'm just the way I am right now, and isn't it the most significant thing about me? Speaker E.
My mom has a special box where all my childhood stuff is kept, and I sometimes ask her to take it out and look at these things with me, or I may do it alone as well. There are my first clothes and shoes and soft toys and dummies, and then my first drawings. My mom tells me funny stories about my childhood. It's like listening to a fairy tale. I don't remember anything, of course, but it's a nice story, so why not? I'm ready to listen to them again and again.
Speaker F.
I don't know why, but my brightest childhood memories are all connected with things we ate. The unpleasant taste of porridge on weekday mornings and yummy omelets on the weekends. Apple pies and grilled meat for special occasions. Buns and rolls which my granny used to bake when she came to visit us. It's all about smells and tastes and colors of food, as if eating is the most important thing for a baby. I'm shy to tell other people about it. They may misunderstand me.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. It's always strange for me to hear people saying what they remember about their childhood years. My friends describe their first birthday cakes or summer walks with their parents or a toy they liked. I don't remember anything. My first memories of myself date back to the time when I was about 7, which is not the same. I'd feel okay about it, but my friends start telling me their stories, I sometimes think I lack something very important. Speaker B.
I know my parents don't believe me, but I can remember something about myself even when I was a toddler. There are very few photos left, and my parents were away most of my early years because of their job. I was mostly brought up by my granny. She passed away, and then my parents had to settle down. I mean, there are lots of things I can describe, like clothes and toys, and I couldn't possibly hear about them from anyone. Still, I remember it.
Speaker C.
My childhood memories don't have any chronological sequencing, just like a flash, a picture of one event or another. Like maybe my first fight over a toy with my cousin, or beautiful balloons for my birthday, or my mom singing a lullaby to me sitting beside my bed. If you ask me to tell you a story of my childhood, well, I can't do it, but I can speak about my sensations at a certain moment of my childhood for hours and hours on end, really.
Speaker D. I don't understand why people are making so much fuss about having some childhood memories. I really don't care that I can't remember anything. The point is, I'm not interested. When Mom and Dad start telling me about my first steps, or my first words, or nappies, it makes me feel uncomfortable. I would rather they didn't tell me all those things. After all, I'm just the way I am right now, and isn't it the most significant thing about me? Speaker E.
My mom has a special box where all my childhood stuff is kept, and I sometimes ask her to take it out and look at these things with me, or I may do it alone as well. There are my first clothes and shoes and soft toys and dummies, and then my first drawings. My mom tells me funny stories about my childhood. It's like listening to a fairy tale. I don't remember anything, of course, but it's a nice story, so why not? I'm ready to listen to them again and again.
Speaker F.
I don't know why, but my brightest childhood memories are all connected with things we ate. The unpleasant taste of porridge on weekday mornings and yummy omelets on the weekends. Apple pies and grilled meat for special occasions. Buns and rolls which my granny used to bake when she came to visit us. It's all about smells and tastes and colors of food, as if eating is the most important thing for a baby. I'm shy to tell other people about it. They may misunderstand me.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.